Joining us now to talk a little bit about the protocol involved in Secretary Powell's meetings with Ariel Sharon and Yasser Arafat is William Quant. He's a former member of the National Security Council and was actively involved in the Camp David Accords. Thanks for your time, Mr. Quant.
It's nice to be with you.
How important is it, first of all, that the Secretary spend time alone with both Ariel Sharon and Yasser Arafat?
I think it's probably quite important. Private meetings can be very useful because both sides can talk frankly without having to play to the audience. The risk is, of course, that both sides then remember the meeting very differently, and that's why staff people always hate these private meetings, but principals always find them very useful. Usually in the past, Secretary Kissinger, Secretary Vance, President Carter himself, they always have a certain portion of the meeting. They call it four eyes only, F-O-U-R eyes only, just the two principals, and then they bring in the staff and review what they've agreed upon.
And who would be that staff, typically? Who would be in the room for that meeting?
It should probably be the Assistant Secretary of State on the American side and or the American ambassador to the country involved.
Other than the one-on-one meetings that take place, typically, what would the other meetings be? Who would be in the room? Who would be talking?
Once you get beyond the face-to-face meeting, you're probably up to half a dozen people on each side. And, of course, at that point, the nature of the conversation probably does change, and the likelihood of information leaking out from one side or the other also changes, and that's why people are a little reluctant to have the larger meetings.
How much of the groundwork is done ahead of time for these meetings?
I would say on this one, probably not a whole lot. I think there's been at least some opportunity for Palestinians who are close to Arafat to meet with him yesterday and perhaps even today, and then to talk to Americans who will talk to Powell. So he will at least have some idea of what he's walking into. Now, on the Israeli side, of course, the relationship is extremely close on some level, but the difference of position and opinion is fairly substantial. I don't think there will be a whole lot of surprises going into that meeting, but there is going to be a kind of test of wills of Sharon has a very strong point of view, and it remains to be seen how strong the American point of view is.
How much room do you think the Secretary of State has to maneuver here? Let's just say some kind of optimistic opportunity came up. Can he act without consulting the White House?
Depends very much on his personal relationship with the president. Some presidents give their secretaries of state a lot of latitude. In the midst of the Watergate crisis, Nixon practically gave Kissinger carte blanche to do whatever was necessary to get agreements. And Kissinger didn't always like that because it's useful to have the excuse that the president back home will not stand for so-and-so and he's really breathing down my neck and so forth. There's a lot of play acting that can go on. I think in this case, President Bush has no doubt given him the broad lines to follow for round one. But assuming the talks take some unexpected turns, which is always possible, he's going to have to get back on the phone and at least tell the president where things stand and get support for round two and three and four and five if he really gets into this business. I don't think it's all been scripted out from A to Z by any means, nor do I think this is a Secretary of State who is going to do an awful lot of improvising.
William Quant, thanks a lot.
Nice to talk to you.
William Quant is professor of government and foreign affairs at the University of Virginia. He's also a former member of the National Security Council and a Middle East expert who was actively involved in the Camp David Accords.